Father, we thank you for Jesus. Oh, we're so grateful to God that we know that in Jesus' name we enter right into the throne room. Oh, in the presence of the Godhead. And Lord, thank you that you hear us. Thank you, God, not only do you hear us, but you know us. And Lord, how sweetly, Lord, you love us. And Lord God, you're so gentle. Lord, you're so long-suffering with us. Lord, thank you again that you are so caring. And God, you know the need of every life in here today. Lord, you know the things that are downsettings and the uprisings, and you know the thought of far off. But Lord, you say so sweetly, oh honey, just get your mind stayed upon me, and I will keep thee in perfect peace. Lord, we thank you that you are peace. We thank you that you are my rest. Thank you, dear God, again, that we can have full confidence in you. That, Lord, not only will you do that which is right, but you do it in love. And, Lord, that it's in your faithfulness that you afflict us. That, Lord, we look to you, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. That, Lord, that you're causing us to will and to do of your good pleasure as we just look to you and look to that great love. The Lord, as we're captured here today by your love, draw us into more of it. Pour forth more of this love. Open our hearts today. We know it's your will. We know it's your power that does it. And Lord, help us to just be willing to receive it. We give you the thanks and the praise and all the love back to you that you have given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Philippians. We're reading from the first chapter. And we'll read in the 21st verse. That's Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Oh, I love that. I love the Word of God, and I'm so thankful that I love, and my eyes of my understanding have been enlightened to see and love this gospel, Paul's gospel, the gospel of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that it says so sweetly there that will further my faith and bring me the joy of faith. Wonderful stuff in there. But today, brothers and sisters, the Lord has encouraged my heart. The joy of faith. The joy of faith. And praise be to God, by His grace, we know the joy of believing God. Aren't you thankful? You know, there's a lot of people that don't know that. Do you know most people don't know that? And I don't believe most Christians really are aware of the joy of faith. See, without faith, we know the Bible tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. So you think of what a double portion faith is to our life. It's a joy to God, and it's a joy to us. And I thank the Lord that we know that faith so sweetly, so simply, comes by hearing the Word of God. And by His grace, if you stepped in these doors the moment you stepped into them today, all glory to Him. You are receiving the Word of God, so therefore, you're growing in faith. It's here. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that His Word, there's a promise. It works effectually.
It works powerfully. It works miraculously in them that believe the word of God. So praise be to God, if the joy of our life, which it is in believing God, then we can conclude where there is no joy. Listen. Where there is no joy in our life, it's because there is no faith. There's a lack thereof. Something's blocking that. And see, the word of God, as it always does, it gives us the reason for this lack of faith. And I believe one verse says it very well. Listen to this. This is such a key to your life. It's the reason for our lack of faith. And it's right there in Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now think of that. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. See, when our vision, when what I'm talking about, when what we're looking at in this life are in the things and on the things that are down here, the things that occupy our life and our thoughts and all of our emotions are locked up down here, there's no joy. There might be a temporal happiness for a while. There might get you through a month or two. But brothers and sisters, we know that the life that I now live, I live by what? The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I talk to people every day of every week, and somehow that conversation always goes back to that. Who are you in Christ? Who are you? The Bible tells you. Christ lives in you. May not look like it. You may not act like it. But that really, it does matter. But to what we're talking about, it doesn't matter. Christ lives in you. And you cannot be separated from that. And the life that you now live. You know, it's just as silly as people saying, well, I know those are my parents, but they're not my parents. You'll never get that DNA out of your body. It's what you got. How much more so when you're born of God? How much more so? You can't be separated. You have the seed from him, of him. That what remaineth. That means you got it. Praise be to God, you're stuck. And what a precious stuck it is. But I thank God for this, brothers and sisters, that the reality of it all is that this is the life that we now live, is by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I look into these precious scriptures that we've talked about here this morning, and how apparent it is that if we are not joyous, if we are not joyous, our thoughts, our focus is not on the things above. Here's the things above. This is it. It's not that I have to walk around with my head in the clouds. It's the affection set on the things above, the word of God. That's the truth. That's your life again. Why live a lie? Why live something you're not? Because it's a waste of time, and eventually you come to the end of you, and there is a sadness in it at that moment because you realize you wasted time. And there isn't time to waste. But praise be to God for great grace, because the time to wake up from that is right now. That's the beauty of the Lord. We didn't come out serving God. Matter of fact, you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And praise be to God, it was the love of Jesus that saved you. Yes, amen. And here we are, the family of God, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And sure, we've been living, haven't we? But what have we been living? Oh, I've tried to be a good person. Look at all these people I've helped. Look at all this that I've done. Get rid of that dirty self-righteousness right now. It's by faith. It's by believing the word of God. By the works of the law, listen to this. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. None. Zip. And that's all that's coming out
in this whole world to you, isn't it? What good can you do? How many good works can you do? Huh? Let the Lord work in you, and then stand back and watch the mighty hand of God come forth. Oh, yes. See, man is man, and man will always worship the creation instead of the Creator. It just goes round and round and round. Precious brother tonight's going to give a Bible study, and I thank the Lord. We were rejoicing in the office, whether it was Babel. We're going to worship man. We're going to build a big tower. Whether it's Rome. Oh, they started off so well. And then they just kept worshiping man. Every civilization. The same thing over and over and over and over and over. Because man will always worship man, except when they see Jesus. Then you'll worship God. See, you can't worship God. You can't even call upon God. Call upon even the name of God without Jesus. There's no way. You cannot come to the Father but by Him. That's it. Those aren't good thoughts when you say, well, we're all just going to get together and pray. That's wickedness. You either stand in the Word of God or you don't. You either can be like a spineless whatever, or you can be a pillar. You're loving. By God's grace, you love. You don't hammer, but you say, no. This is what the Lord saith. This is the word of the Lord. And all that is air that's being brought in if it's not Him. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to God that we know that if we're not joyous, we got to cut right to the chase. We're not focused on the things of God. I don't care how much of the Word of God we know. I don't care how much we've studied it. I don't care how many certificates you have achieved or you think you've achieved. If you do not have joy, if you do not have joy, you are not believing the Word of God for your life. It's that simple. Listen to our text again. The joy of faith. The joy of faith. And God's encouraging my heart this morning, brothers and sisters. God help us. I don't want to be a pretender. I'm contending for something, not pretending for something. And that's the truth. I do not want to pretend. I want to be honest and sincere. God help me. Wake up. Not be deceived by my selfishness, my feelings. If I'm not joyful, I am walking by sight. Listen to that. If I'm not a joyful person, I am walking by sight. I'm not walking by faith. See, faith has promise. And yes, there will be sorrow and there will be hurts. But there's joy in the sorrow in faith. Yes, there is. There's joy even in the night. There's joy in a lion's den. There's joy in a furnace. Because that's faith. It's so incredible. God doesn't let us, to leave us, I should say, wandering. Oh, well, I wonder. No, you know. You know, let this mind be in you. And here it is, the Word of God. This is the mind of Christ. You know. There's no doubt. I thank the Lord for this. Let me tell you something. You walk by faith. Listen. You walk by faith and you won't be up one moment and down the next. You won't be. You won't be up one month and down the next, up one year, down the next. Uh-uh. Faith trusts God. Faith trusts God. Praise the Lord. You walk by faith and you won't be pessimistic. You walk by faith and you will be happy and you will be glad. You walk by faith and you'll have lovely things to say and not hurtful things. You walk by faith and you'll quit worrying about yourself. You walk by faith and you'll really start to be used of the Lord to be a salve to others. Wow. All right, you ready for some more? Okay. Real faith has evidence. It does. Real faith has great works. But great works of real faith come forth one way, and that's in truth and in love. Real faith is full of joy. Real faith is full of the joy and the fruit of the Spirit. Real joyful faith. I would not want to leave this out this morning. Real joyful faith continues on in Paul's gospel. Do you know that? Listen to that. Listen to what we read today. I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. See, it wasn't Paul the vessel. It was Paul's gospel, the treasure in the vessel. Do you see that? See, this just wasn't for a moment. This is for our lives too, brothers and sisters. God will bring forth vessels because he's God and he's faithful and true. And until he comes, there are going to be vessels that will pour forth Paul's gospel. Isn't that wonderful? It thrills my heart. I thank the Lord how, again, the transformation continues on in this meeting. I thank God how the months and years and weeks or whatever you want to say before Brother Hill went to be with the Lord, one of the most frequent questions, well, who's going to be pastor? You remember. If you were here, you remember. I mean, he was weakening in the way. He couldn't stand up and preach any longer. And on the minds of many, well, who's going to take over? The same one that's always taken over. Isn't that wonderful? And I thought, how precious and how much, see, not just we need that, God's people need that, to look to God and not to man. And we would have looked to that man and said, you know what? God has been so faithful to that life time and time again. There's the evidence of truth and love and faith and love in that life. And if he said it, just like Paul and Philemon, his brother was talking about, Paul could have said that to Philemon and says, Philemon, you go do this. And Philemon would have done that because he believed of the love of God that was in Paul. It wasn't that he was worshiping Paul, but he believed of the love of God that was in Paul, just as we would have believed in that precious pastor to say, well, this is who it's going to be. But there was a better in it. And thank God that he let God be magnified. And thank God when you step back and let God be magnified, it'll always be exceeding abundantly above all ye ask or think. And it will. Because that's just God. That's how he does these things. And you just stand back and you watch the mighty hand of God come forth. You get rid of your great plans. Live by faith. So this is what this is. Again, see, I want my faith to grow. I want to go on. I want it to grow in furtherance of faith. What does it say right here? It's Paul's gospel. I want the joy of faith. And it's there. But that full joy, to finish with a full joy, and it says that in the Word of God, by the way, and you know whose gospel brings that about? Paul's gospel. Aren't you thankful that you get to hear that? Aren't you thankful that you know that? Now let's pray, Lord God, help me really to believe that. See, brothers and sisters, it's so time to believe God. See, and to live this gospel, not just to hear this gospel, but really to live it. See, it's inventory time. It is. It's inventory time. Jesus is coming. And I appreciate how Brother David said it, search me, O Lord. Search me. Now, again, we know and rejoice. That wasn't for the Lord's sake. The Lord already knew David. Knew him in the womb. Knew the hair on his head and his thought afar off. David, I saw you in my son in ages past, son. One thing, David, I know you because I'm God. All right? So search me, O Lord, we know very well was for David's sake. Wasn't for everybody else's sake. He didn't want to be put on parade. David knew that very well too, didn't he? But David wanted to know his own heart before God. Because David, I'm confident, I felt a few things just like him. Lord, I get so frustrated in me. I try hard sometimes and it don't work out right. It's like Paul said, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. Time for you, Lord, search me. I got to get this thought, this mind out of the way and let this mind be in me. Yep. Now, Lord, you search me. Lord, this really comes down to let me be honest with myself. Let me, by God's grace, look into the Word of God for my life. And what we're talking about here today is so, so important, brothers and sisters. To examine ourselves is the joy of faith apparent in our life. Is the joy of faith apparent in our life? By the grace of God, we should be a happy people. Not just going through motions, but a thankful people, a grateful people. Not a murmuring people. Not a complaining people. But a people that are full of faith. See, people that aren't full of faith murmur. Those are the children in the wilderness. They complained all the time. They always talked about their problems. I know this is personal, and it better be, because Jesus is coming. People that are full of faith are full of joy. I'm going to share a secret with you. Places in your life where there's no joy, places of fear, places of bitterness, places of resentment, places where I'm focused on myself and I will not let it go, you're refusing to believe God. That's it. That's the cure. And it will be an immediate, miraculous cure. It will be. I thank God for this. You still may be in a situation, but praise be to God. It's just like when Caleb came back and everybody said, well, there's giants in the land. Doesn't matter. God gave it to us, knuckleheads. And if God gave us that, it wasn't that he had, you know, he forgot to cover this or that. He must have really put those giants in the land. Can you imagine he's going to try my faith even after he's told me that he gave it to me? Sound a little familiar? Matter of fact, your life? I will perfect that which concerns you. Huh? Paul, if I take that thorn from you, son, that you've been praying that you want out of your life so bad, and I know you know I could take it out. You believe me, son. But you want a little bit more? I'm going to give it to you here. If I took it away from your life, you would be magnified and not me. You'd go from being a vessel to the praise and the glory of my grace to a vessel that say, oh, look at me. Huh? God's faithful, isn't he? And he, in his faithfulness, he has afflicted you. All right? But I'm talking about joy now. And I'm talking about joy all the way through that. Right? I don't want to be one of those ones that are afflicted and then just get to murmuring. I want to be one of those ones that praise the Lord. See, I might know what the scripture says about something. But see, if I'm not receiving the grace to believe it, then I'm going to be stuck in a part of my life where I'm not receiving joy. See, the Word of God gives you a promise. The Word of God gives you an absolute promise. The Word of God works effectually and powerfully in them that believe. Amen, doesn't it? Doesn't that cause you to abound in hope? Don't drop your head right now. Don't say, oh, I'm just not believing. Say, thank you, Lord. I realize this. That your promises are yea and amen.
That it's not just something that's afar off. You said that the life I now live, I live by faith. You want me to believe this for my life. This isn't something you're carrying my life for. You've given this to me. You've given me all the grace to believe you. Isn't that wonderful? See, there's not an excuse to not believe. There's the reason to believe because you have grace that he's given for you to believe that. There's not a wall there. There isn't. That's just a lie. I have freely given you all things. That grace is all sufficient, honeys. It is. It's all there for you. He didn't just say, well, this one's going to be a full overcomer, and this one's not, and this one is. He wants you to be. He's given you to be. He's blessed you with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens to be a full overcomer in Christ. It's so wonderful. He wants this for all of God's precious people. He wants this for you today because you're hearing the word of his grace. You don't need to be stuck anymore. Oh, oh, as he said to bless the Lord, praise the Lord, rejoice, the joy of the Lord, oh my soul. And again I say rejoice. This is it. This is it. See, it's direct. It's right to the mark. It cuts right to the intent of the heart. See, our faith is not for show. It's not. The faith's to grow. It is. It's just to grow up. It's not to just to, well, look at me. Oh, no, no. Look at him. Look at him. See, glory's waiting, brothers and sisters. Glory's waiting. From glory to glory into his very image. It's all there. But see, that glory is found only in one place, at the right hand of God. Isn't that wonderful? It's in him. It's all in him. Every good gift is where? From above. All in him. So again, I can conclude with the word of God. Set your affections on the things above. On the things above. How awesome. On the things above that are the things that are not seen. We need to look at all of us. On the things which are not seen. And the things which are not seen are the things which are heard. Amen? And see, I know that he's ministering to his sheep today. And his sheep, you know what? Know his voice. You are the sheep, praise God, that know his voice. You have that ear that's been given to let him hear. It didn't say go get an ear. You've got one. You've got the ear. Isn't that awesome? Again, it's all been provided, hasn't it? He that hath an ear, and you've got one, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Oh, this is mighty time. This is mighty, mighty time. Hear the things that are unseen. Hear the things, praise God, that are laid up for you. Hear the things, praise God, of how much he loves you. And the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Your joy is in one place. Your joy is in one place. Everyone in this place, your joy is in one place. And that's in believing. So why not now? Don't put it off. Don't put it off. The joy of faith. Praise God. Let's bow our heads.
Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that you encourage us over and over and time again. Lord, we are your sheep. And thank you, God, we hear your voice. And Lord, help us to not be deceived by lies. Lord, every life in this place is a treasure to you. Lord, thank you again that you gave your life for each individual here this morning. Lord, help us to know how much God so loved me that he gave his son for me. Now, in that transaction, praise God. Lord, we know without a doubt that you are for us. You're fully invested, Lord God. As you've told us in the word, the inheritance of God is in the saints. Lord, thank you for that. We praise you for that. I don't need to go wondering why I could never even get it, except you loved us. Now, Lord, help us so freely to just receive and embrace and accept that undying, unmerited, freely, fervent, given love. And today, truly, just draw nigh to you. Come nigh in fervent love, the love wherewith we are loved, and just kiss you, Lord God. Just thank you. See, that's what this kiss is. It's just the kiss of thanks and gratefulness, God. Lord, knowing that the price has been paid, all the debt has been met. And Lord, that we now are the sons of God. Yes, we didn't deserve a thing but death, but praise be to God, but God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith we are loved. You saved us from the guttermost to the uttermost. And Lord, you've seated us in the heavens. And Lord, you've given us a message. Honeys, if you'll just awaken to it, I'll even set you in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning and being glorified together with me. This is the word of the Lord. And yes, he that hath an ear, Lord, thank you. Let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And Lord, to that church of Philadelphia, you so sweetly say, because you've kept the word of my patience, because you have a little faith and that little strength, Lord God, and have kept that faith. Oh, thank you, Lord, kept from that hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world, and set them as pillars in the house of the Lord. Oh, thank you, God, a new name is waiting. And it's the name of bridegroom. And we praise you for it. We thank you. We know that it's your workmanship. And we give you the praise for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.